Tonight is a blend of both. Tonight is Malav Malka. We come together to say goodbye to Shabbos and to prepare for the week, something we try to do every week. Tonight is also extraordinary evening in the year for Klal Yisrael. Tonight is a night that we give Hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisim that Klal Yisrael had not seen before 48 and 67, arguably since the days of Hanukkah. The sort of Yeshua and the sort of unfolding of Gula. Hodah L'Sha'avar and Bakasha Ala Haba. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the first unfoldings of what looks to us to be the Ein Lecha Ketz Megula Mizeh, unfolding of process of Gula. Daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should see that process very speedily and hopefully painlessly unfold to fruition. Amen. Let's get into the zone and begin to perhaps unpack the combination. It's a principle, and there are two different simchas that we're celebrating. You have to give each one its due. You wouldn't have a chasana on a chol moed. You have to focus on each simcha separately. The truth that I've heard in past years, Malav HaMalka with the Rosh Echter, that if you look at the zmiris of Malav HaMalka, there's a lot about Geula, about David HaMelech, about Mashiach, about Eliyahu HaNavi. What's the pshat? The pshat is, the Gemara tells us,
Torah.
Gemara tells us that the Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos. Discussion of Mashiach will come on Erev Shabbos, Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos. So for 24 hours, Geula Asida hasn't been on our mind. We're focused on Shabbos, but Geula is not immediate. As soon as Shabbos is over, we minig Yisrael to remind ourselves, but now Mashiach will come at any moment. Every Malav HaMalka is an opportunity to refresh our Emunah in Mashiach and our Tzipil in Mashiach. And what better time for Yom Yerushalayim than Malav HaMalka? When it's not only, it's not like Rabbi Akiva, the end of Makkos. I was thinking about something. Rabbi Akiva, the famous Agadah to become Minig Yisrael to review every Erev Pesach morning at the Siyam. Someone makes a Siyam in Makkos. And every Pesach morning, Yechaz are over, Rabbi Akiva's incredible optimism. He's able to look at the depth of Churban and seeing it, if I see that negative Nevuah actually viscerally happening, it helps me to imagine that much more clearly what the positive Nevuahs would look like. Al Haskam V'Kama. We get to see one after another of those that positive Nevuah that Rabbi Akiva was imagining, O Yeshua came as the Kenos. Since, over the last 52 years, we have the old city of Yerushalayim back, and as many of you know, we can now go and visit Yerushalayim and visit a playground in the old city of Yerushalayim. If you make a right on the way down, you end up in a playground, and there's a bench where Zakein and Zakeno sit, and there's a Rechava where the children are playing, and that Nevuah of Zachar is etched into the stone. It makes your hair stand on end. It could bring tears to your eyes. We get to see the positive. Rabbi Akiva was imagining, and we get to see it, b'moi nayim. How lucky, as our Rav reminds us time again, how lucky we are to have seen positive Nevuahs happening. To have seen the Nevuah that of Yechezkel. The Gemara says, you want a simon that the Geula is on the way? When the trees of Eretz Yisrael start to give fruits again. Eretz Yisrael will wait for her children to come back, and then she'll become green. We've seen it over the last century. So, Allah has kam v'kama, that we see some of the positive geulas, nevuahs already being fulfilled. Achaz kam v'kama, that we can come to a Yom Yerushalayim and to every day. And to every day. I tell Talmidim sometimes that I find that Yom Atzmut Yom Yerushalayim powers the rest of my Yom Tov. I believe in Emunah Shleima, the Nesach Hanukkah happened, the Nesach Purim happened, the Nesach Pesach happened. I believe it, but I never met anyone who actually lived through it. But many people in this room remember pre-67. Perhaps some of us even remember, I certainly know people who remember, my mother grew up in Rehov Metudela in the 40s, under the British. These are things that we can touch and feel. And to see Yad Hashem and to feel Yad Hashem, something that can spill over to all the Yom Tovim, can spill over to our experience of HaKadosh Baruch throughout the year, it can spill into an even greater Tzipiyah LeYeshua. And we've begun to taste it. I said before, so much Hadal Shavar and so much Tzipiyah for the future. On that theme of the blending, the Yom Yerushalayim vastly enhancing every Malav Malka, we'll bring to one niggun, and then we'll have the opportunity to hear shir from our Rav, and then we'll Moshe Tzvi and I will continue the kumzitz afterwards. Yeah.
This year, some Talmidim of America's Rav published the collected Shmuzin, the collected Sichos and Mishol Yisraeli, gave over the years on Yom Yerushalayim. Mishol Yisraeli was one of the Talmud of Rav Kook. He was one of the Gdol Eretz Yisrael. When somebody that I know went to Eretz Yisrael many years ago, probably in the 60s, he asked Rabbi Soloveitchik as to whom should they bring their questions to. He said, the Jew of Shol Yisraeli. Obviously, he was a person of great note. He was very quiet. He was on the member of the Beis Din of the Rabbanut, and he was the Rav of Kfar HaRoeh for many, many years, and then moved to Yerushalayim and became a member of the Beis Din, lived in Kiryat Moshe. And every year he would speak, and he was a Rosh Hashiva in America's Iran. I heard shurim from him over the course of one summer. And he would, every year would speak, and they would send out the sichot, and somebody put them all together. And I was very taken by his description in Tov Shin Lamed, 3 years after the Six-Day War. Kishachazarnu, when we returned, Kishachazarnu lifnei shalosh shanim, when we returned just about 3 years ago, Elakotel shayasham shomim vegalmod, and we came to the Kotel, and it was alone, it was lonely, it was ignored, and it was destroyed. The area was destroyed. Kishashuv yacholnu lelatev es ha'avonim agdolos. We once again could come and caress and stroke these large stones. Asher echeziku ma'amad, that stood up in meshech alfei shonim for thousands of years. Asher nishmru eitonim, and they were maintained strong, each one in its row. Hirgashnu, and we felt as neshimas hanetzach. We felt a breath of eternity. We felt a person goes to Yerushalayim, and that's one place where we can see untouched. Since close to the second Beis HaMikdash. And that description of coming back and seeing in the stones the representation of Klal Yisrael having weathered thousands of years, 2,000 years of Golos, and then but maintaining itself, each row in its place. And that ability for Yerushalayim to personify Klal Yisrael, that's what I'm going to speak about for a few moments now. Yerushalayim is referred to as Ki'ir Shechubra L'Yachtav, because Yerushalayim brings together the Yerushalayim Shalmala V'Shalayim Shalmata. And in that way, represents the entire mission of Klal Yisrael. Let's go back to a moment during Bayis Rishon. And Yerushalayim was besieged. Yerushalayim represented Golos, because it was besieged by the armies of Sancheiriv. And all that was left to the entire first commonwealth was Yerushalayim. Chizkiyahu was the king. Sancheiriv had choked the Jewish people. He had taken over almost the entire Mideast. Yerushalayim was left. Yechezkiyahu HaMelech speaks to the people and he says, come in to Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us in Yerushalayim. Yechezkiyahu HaMelech strategizes and cuts off the water outside of Yerushalayim, almost in a self-siege, and the Jews come to Yerushalayim and they bear faith. Chizkiyahu sends Chazal, the Navi describes, almost psychological warfare, where he taunts the Jewish people and he says, you really think that your God is any different than any other God? Every other nation stood by their God and Sennacherib al-Khashu was able to destroy it. So Chizkiyahu davens, Ve'ato Hashem, Ma'yispal l'chizkiyo l'fnei Hashem, Ashehu levadocho l'chol mamlocho yisoretz, Ato asiv z'shemayim v'soretz, Yizatei Hashem oznecha, Shmal pekach eshenecha, Ure'eyu shmas divrei sancheirev, Asher sholochoi l'chareif elokim chai. Listen to what sancheirev is saying. Ve'ato Hashem alekeinu ha'shienu, Hashienu no miyodai. V'yedu kol mamlecha yisoretz, Ki ato Hashem alekim levadacha. This is the way Jews daven. This is the way we daven on Yom Neiron. This is the quintessential tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu take care of us. L'shimcha agono. Refeinu Hashem this morning, Zavtoi v'nei refei. Ki silseinu ot. Please take care of us. Take care of us. We'll be mamlecha Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vi b'laylahu, v'yetzei malach Hashem v'yach v'machene Ashur meyo shmoyne mechamisha elef. V'yashkimu v'boike v'inei kulon pigorim eis. That night, Kadosh Baruch Hu receives Chizkiyahu's tefillah, 185,000 soldiers of Sennacherib lay dead. And Sennacherib has to return back. Different opinions of what happened. But he turns back embarrassed. So this is a description in Melachim, a similar description in Divrei Yomim. And we know that at that moment, Chazal say, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asoyis Chizkiyahu Mashiach. Usancheirev goy umogoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that moment to be Yavos HaMashiach. He wanted at that point that Bayis Rishon should be the Bayis, what we call the Bayis Shlishi. There wouldn't be, everything had been taken care of. We had the battle of goy umogoy. We had Golus already, 40 years in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael had come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chizkiyahu cleaned out almost all the Avodah Zarah. Beis HaMikdash was fully functioning. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we can do it, we can wrap it all up. It would not be a Churban Bayis Rishon, wouldn't be a Churban Bayis Sheni, wouldn't be any of the Golias. It's a very important Musar Askel. We often point out that Matisyo Solomon's insight. To when we say, "Ani mamin b'muna shleima, l'bias haMashiach, v'af al pishi yismameya," Ani mamin, sort of Solomon, Shadarifuah Shleima points out that that's the only one of the Ani mamin that we say, "V'af al pishi." We don't say, "Ani mamin, I believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's unity, af al pi." There are those who think there are many gods. I believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Nevi'im, v'afal pi, even those that don't believe. The only time we say v'afal pi, even though there are those who they're detracting. The claims of Solomon, because there are times when there could have been Mashiach, and we weren't ready for it. So ani mamin, even though we have delayed Mashiach, not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amr Midas Adin. The Midas Adin says, "Umadovid Melech Yisrael, Sha'omar kamashirois v'sishbochis lefanecha loy asisa Mashiach. He didn't make David HaMelech Mashiach. And he is a full savior of Tehillim. Chizkiya sha'asisa loy kol anisim halolu v'leyomar shiro lefanecha taseo Mashiach. L'chein istadim. Chizkiya didn't say shiro. Now, the Navi explains, the Navi criticizes Chizkiah. The loyich igmul alav eshiv yechizkiyahu. Ki gov alivoy. Vahi alav katzef al yudu yushalayim. Navi says in Divrei Yomim that Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset. Loyich igmul alav, not as God did for Chizkiyahu, did Chizkiyahu pay back. Ki gov alivoy. What does gov alivoy mean? Arrogant, it's got melech. So Chazal and Shir Hashirim explain, both Kigova Levoi. Amrun, Kvar Muidas Zos B'chol Oretz. Amr Chizkiyo, Ma'onu Tzrichin Leimar Nisav V'Gvereisav. From Kvar Muidas Zos Misoif Ha'oilu V'Adsoif. Chizkiyo said, I promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was my deal? You'll do a nace for us, and we will publicize the nace. Do a nace for us, v'yedu kol mamlechois ha'aretz. They'll all know. V'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lovi Mashiach, it's v'yomru, when we say, Shema Yisrael, all the nations of the world should be moda. Say, in the v'leinu, v'yomru yechemachu rishma yechad, shiras hayom, Shir Sayyam was, we often point out, could have been a moment of Mashiach. Shir Sayyam, all the nations of the world, Oz Nebu Alufay Adoim, Ein Le Moiv Yechazay Merod, Ne Moiguhul Yoishvei Kanan. It was, every nation knew HaKadosh Baruch. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, I have to say Shira. What I promised HaKadosh Baruch is he took care of himself. He gov alibay means he was too optimistic. Gov alibay means he thought he achieved what he was supposed to achieve. So where did he go wrong? Wasn't he right? So we have a principle that when we say Shira, it's not for Kadosh Baruch. We say Shira for ourselves. Say, Ashiru Hashem. They say in the morning, the end of the Hodu. We say, Ki Gomal Alai. Our Shiras has to give a certain personal edge. The Gemara Pesachim says, Kacha Maraba. Ma'ida siv haluvas Hashem kol goyim, shabuchu kol umim, ki gavar aleinu chazdoi. Shabuchu kol umim, all the nations give shevach, but ki gavar aleinu chazdoi. The shevach that Klal Yisrael gives is what's in it for us. How can we say shevach? Shabachu kol ha'umim, all the nations will recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's something left that has to be said. Ki gavar aleinu chasdei. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do for Klal Yisrael? So, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was right. What he promised the Kadosh Baruch Hu was taken care of. That moment that every nation will recognize, taken care of. Every nation saw that Sancheirim was able to beat Kol umay sheva olam every avay deserve, but not Yerushalayim. He went back, and that was the end of Sancheir. The opportunity that Chizkiyahu lost for us is that somehow he should have said, he should have looked inward. He said there's something more that has to be said. Ki gavar aleinu chasdei. It was a moment when he should have. Again, it's hard for us to say. we can only say about what we should be doing. Comes the Chav Chesir. Any one of the nations of the world that remember 67 know better than we know the miracles that took place in 67. Jews only know the miracles that we saw. Our enemies know all the plans that they had that didn't come to fruition. Shamchu kol umim. Nachman tells us that in 73 there were more Nisim than in 67. Didn't have the same victorious outcome by any means. The loss of life was so much greater. But Nachman says, Nisim, more miracles. 73. Those who remember 1967, those who remember the pachad that our generation didn't have till then. That it was very, very real to us that we could lose the state. It was something that most of the media assumed that we would lose the state. And the Jewish government, Jewish leaders thought maybe we'll be left, maybe we can negotiate a little bit of land less left for us. But the state was prepared for a loss of life. Shalom Neida. What was came to Klal Yisrael? Came to Klal Yisrael the tremendous moments of tshuva. The tshuva movement that we know to this day began in 67. For a generation that was still traumatized, as we should be, by the events of the Shoah, so it didn't answer the questions that the generation had or should have. But it gave us the strength to live with questions. Sometimes Nisim resolve. Many times Nisim don't give you terutzim. So we didn't have answers. But the Nisim of 67 gave Klal Yisrael, 48 and then 67, gave Klal Yisrael the strength to live with kashas. When you have Nisim, you can live with kashas. Now we're in 2019. And the events that surround Yerushalayim, the movement of the embassy, this is still the echoes of 67. Still coming from 67. So I want to share with you a thought that Rabbi Yisraeli had back in the early 70s. And back in the early 70s, he said, why is it that the Umos HaOlam have such difficulty with the capital coming to Yerushalayim? So again, we can feel this. It's one thing to take a nais of 67, which happened before many of you were born, and to read about it, and to appreciate it, as Rav Cohen was speaking, that our access to Yerushalayim is because of 67. But in 2020, we can once again have a deeper appreciation of the Nes of 67. Because once again, we see the difficulty that the Umos Olam have to concede that Yerushalayim is the capital of Klal Yisrael. So Yisraeli suggested that what really bothers and what holds back nations from recognizing Yerushalayim is that Yerushalayim, the emes, the truth of Yerushalayim is that it's ki'ir shechumro lo yachta. It's ki'ir shechumro lo yachta. It's a city that looks divided and is pasted together in many, many ways. Ir David is always seen as like a little appendix Yerushalayim. Here David was core Yerushalayim. The old city with its different sections. The old city and the new city. Ki'ir shechum v'lo yach. Chazal says that's not what it meant. The Navi meant Yerushalayim is the city that there's Yerushalayim Shel Mala and Yerushalayim Shel Mata. The city that represents the ability to fuse together a spiritual life and a physical life. We say every single time we say Asher Yotzar, Umafli Lasais, Apella. We speak about the Neshama and the Guf coming together. But for a nation to be able to bring together the Ruchnis and the Gashmias, have a Beis HaMikdash, and in the same city, have the administrative capital of Klal Yisrael. So that truth, that emes, is so frightening. That emes is such a challenge that the Umos Olam don't recognize it. They'd rather keep Yerushalayim as the spiritual, the antique, the ancient capital of Israel. Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim, whatever used to be there. It's a modern state of Israel. There's a physical presence of Israel. There's a high-tech state, Israel. Let Tel Aviv be the capital. But to say that it can all be encompassed, Kiyur Shechumer Lo Yachta, the initial state of Klal Yisrael, that's so difficult. It's such a great challenge to the life and the lifestyle. That's how the Israeli sees the emes, the truth. If we have been zocha that the United States, in whatever way the Ribbono Shalom brings these things about, things Baruch Hu brought this about in a way that certainly no one would predict what had happened. Baruch Hu decided it's time. It's time for the nations, at least Western civilization, to begin to recognize Yerushalayim is Klal Yisrael. So it means that the way that we say Shira, Kigavar Aleinu Chazda, is to begin to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing, what are the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing to our tekufa, our period of time, the opportunity that Yerushalayim should be recognized in a more full sense. The opportunity for Yerushalayim, Kiyur Shechum Leyachtav, to have carry some way. And ultimately, when as this insight of Chazal plays itself out, that means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's again moving things along. Our responsibility is not to sit back and say the idea, it's out there, people know it, it's happening, but to say Shira. Higavar Aleinu Chasda. To be able to update and say, so what is what's happening to us in our time? What does it mean to me? That's the moment that Yerushalayim wants us to have. So that the phenomena that Rabbi Yisraeli describes of seeing the stones, of representing the eternity of Klal Yisrael, that we see that Yerushalayim continues to represent the Nitzchius of Klal Yisrael. And if we can see one more insight, and we can live one more insight of the Nitzchius of Klal Yisrael through Yerushalayim, so that's worthy of our Shira on the Chav Chazir. Yeah.
Hey, one niggun. Introduce him, I should see. We're talking before about interconnection of the Yom Tovim, and certainly Al Nisim highlights the interconnection of Chanukah and Purim, perhaps, with Yom Yerushalayim and Yom Ha'atzmaut. The greater Weinberg family has gifted us with a niggun. It's called the Kislev niggun. But perhaps it's particularly apropos as a result tonight as well. So Rav Moshe Tzvi's brother, Davidel, has composed a niggun a couple of months ago. You don't know it yet, definitely could die. You'll hear it once. Once you hear it once, you don't yet know it, it'll sink in right away. Perhaps it'll open our minds and our hearts to what Rav Moshe Tzvi is about to share with us.
Keep our remarks brief. Well, I guess this is good training for Tikkun Leil Shavuos. I want to share with you just a letter and a story. A letter that's printed in the article biography of Rav Gustman Zatzal, the great Gaon, the great Dayan, the great Rosh Yeshiva, Yisrael Zev Gustman. A letter that he wrote in the year 1964, in Tammuz of 1964. And he's writing from Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh in 1964. And he wrote to a contemporary of his in America, contemporary Talmud Chacham in America. And he wrote as follows: "There are no words on my tongue, and even less so in my pen, to express the pleasantness and preciousness of the life of our holy land in general, and Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh in particular. There are none of the disturbances and stumbling blocks preventing connection and cleaving of a person to the Torah and mitzvos as there are outside the land. And as in material things, the life of a wealthy person is not comparable to the life of a poor person, the life of a child to the life of an elderly person. So too in the spiritual life, there is no comparison between the feelings of a Ben Torah whose Torah is his profession, and one who only establishes specific times in the day for Torah study. And there's no comparison, he says, between the tzaddik who is scrupulous in fulfilling the mitzvot and all the details, and all its particulars, and one who fulfills the mitzvot without understanding those aspects. And everyone who wishes to taste the true flavor of the life of our holy land must devote himself and his all to the study of Torah and the fulfillment of mitzvot with love and preciousness in the holy Yerushalayim. And by means of this, that person can grow without any limit. You have to fulfill mitzvot in Yerushalayim. It's a different thing, he says. He says maybe you've experienced Torah and mitzvot and chutz la'aretz, but he says there's a qualitatively different reality of a Jew who's mekayim mitzvot in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, that he says a person can grow without any limit and be connected to the eternal life that during the person's whole life will not cease, and I will leave it at that. I count the words of Rav Gusman Zatzal. There's a feeling that anyone who's ever been to Yerushalayim experiences when you come to such a place, and it's exactly what Rav Gusman is capturing in just those couple of words. A feeling of a city that, again, has been described tonight as transcending time and place, and Yir Shechubra LaYachto. It's a place in this world that's actually beyond this world. Obviously, the centerpiece of Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, and the centerpiece of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is mamish, a place which is in this world and out of this world at the very same time. But it trickles outward to all of Yerushalayim, by extension to all of Eretz Yisrael. That's why Chazal say that Lasid Lavo, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim also is going to expand itself outwards. Chazal say that, whatever exactly this means, that Eretz Yisrael is going to somehow expand over the entirety of the world, and Yerushalayim is going to, what we know as Yerushalayim as a specific part of Eretz Yisrael today, is going to fill all of Eretz Yisrael, as we currently know it. See the expansion of Yerushalayim, to see the growth of Yerushalayim, to see the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, to recognize that this is the center of Klal Yisrael's existence. A family came to the Chafetz Chaim one time about 100 years ago in Raden, and said to the Chafetz Chaim, our son is being conscripted into the Russian army. Can the Rebbe please daven for us? Can he do something for us? The Chafetz Chaim turned to the family and said, listen, this is the gezeira of our times. There's really not much I can do other than to daven. And the parents understood. The words of the Chafetz Chaim were hopeful but also realistic. And then the young man who was being taken away into the Russian army, which was more or less a spiritual death sentence, turned to the Chafetz Chaim and he said, what can I do? Is there anything I can do? Give me some practical advice, sir, as I go into this place where who knows what will be left of my Yiddishkeit when I come out. No Shabbos, no Kashrus, no Tefillin, no Yarmulke, no Yiddishkeit, no Torah, no Tefillah. So the Chafetz Chaim said to him, Chafetz Chaim took his hand and he placed his hand on the boy's heart, the young man's heart. And the Chafetz Chaim said, do you feel your heartbeat? So he said, yes, Rabbi. So he said, a Jew's heartbeat, the pulse of a Jew, is always in sync. It's the pulse of Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. And he said, as long as you can feel your heartbeat, as long as you remember that the biological clock, so to speak, of a Jew beats the beat of Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, he says, then even if they take away your Torah, and they take away your Tefillin, and they take away your Kashrus, and they take away your Shabbos, but as long as you can still wake up in the morning and feel your heartbeat, and somehow be makasher yourself, point yourself in the direction of Yerushalayim, no matter how far you are, geographically and spiritually, for everything that Rav Gusman is describing, the spiritual vitality of Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. He said, as long as you can still feel that heart pulsing inside of you, and recognize that the beat of a Jewish heart is in sync with the beat of Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, the Chafetz Chaim said that it's possible for a Jew, even in such a hell on earth, even in such a spiritual wasteland, to survive and to make one's way. So I'll just leave you with one other story. I was peeking at Rabbi Neuberger's notes over my shoulder, and I noticed that he had on his pages the word Shiras Hayam. Shiras Hayam is the Hebrew biography of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Harlap. And I was nervous, sorry, Neuberger was going to steal my story. Baruch Hashem, in his kindness, he saw I had to save her, so he cut that out of his Joshua. Those who know our Rav. It's an obvious point. But on page 180, a really remarkable story. At the end of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Harlap's life, he was lying sick in bed. and they tell such a remarkable story. The family was concerned as Yerushalayim was being built outside of his window. There was tremendous rush, tremendous noise, construction. Not necessarily with the greatest sensitivity for people who like to sleep a couple extra minutes in the morning. But his mamash right outside his window. And the family was concerned. Here you have a tzaddik, a kadosh at the end of his life. Let him have a little yishuv hadas. You know, this was a person who deserved, after all he had done for Klal Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael b'frat, let him at least be able to spend his final days, his final weeks with a little bit of peace of mind. They shouldn't have drilling right outside his window. So the family members petitioned. They wanted to speak to government officials to try to do something to curtail the construction, at least in the early hours or the late hours. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Khalaf responded as follows. He said, he overheard the family that they were planning. He said, "Ad achshav zachisi latzeis v'leros es binyan shel Yerushalayim." He said, "Until now, when I had my health, I was able to go out in the streets. I was able to see with my own eyes, to watch as Yerushalayim was expanding and being built. Like we just learned today in Pirkei Avos, one of the wonders of Eretz Yisrael, one of the Nisim, 10 Nisim, that was seen in the Beis Hamikdash and its environs, was that no one ever said that there's no room for a Jew in Yerushalayim. It's always, there's infinite room in Yerushalayim. Physically, it expands itself. Spiritually, there's always an expansive state of mind that a Jew experiences in Yerushalayim." So Yaakov Moshe Khalaf said, "Until now, I was okay. I could wander around and walk the streets. I'd see Yerushalayim being rebuilt. What greater bracha is there than that? Achshav kashani chola bebeisi, now that I'm sick in bed, ini yachol od latzeis for the rest of Yerushalayim, the binyan. I can no longer go about the streets. I can't see. I'm stuck lying in bed. I'm not able to watch Yerushalayim being built. V'inei kashani shomea es harash. But when I hear the ruckus, the noise in the street, of the machines building, ani yodei she Yerushalayim nitnes, at least I know, I can't see it, but at least I can perceive it with all my other senses. I can at least know that Yerushalayim is still being built." And he said to his children, he said to his family members with great sensitivity, "We're trying to just protect him, to shield him from that noise, for the betterment of his health." He said, "Ona, please, altichu zois mimeni. Please don't take that away from me. I want to at least be able to hear Yerushalayim being built. Emeni yachod laseis v'leros v'bini Yerushalayim, tenu li lefachot. Yishmois Yerushalayim being built. I can't see Yerushalayim being built. Let me at least hear Yerushalayim being built." You know, it's hard sometimes living in Chutzlars. We don't get to see up close Yerushalayim being built. But even sitting, again, geographically far from Yerushalayim, but feeling that pulsing heart that the Chavetz Chaim described, being able to attach ourselves from a distance to Yerushalayim. At least from a distance, we can still hear, and we can sense, we can feel that Yerushalayim is continuing to be built physically, spiritually. We're living in such a time of tremendous bracha, and really Gilui Shechina taking place, unfolding before our eyes, the Geula unfolding before our eyes that Rekon described so beautifully. So Mirtz Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should just give us the eyes to see, not only the ears to hear from a distance, but not only that the heart should continue to beat to the beat of Yerushalayim. We should all be zocha as a community to return to Yerushalayim, to see Yerushalayim with our eyes, to see the Geula Shleima with Meher B'Amenu.
Amen. Moshe Tzvi said the hour is late. There's so much we could sing tonight. We could Mama Sitter all night singing Hallel, but I'm not sure everyone has that on their schedule. Hey, we'll close out the evening with a Nigun of Simcha, a Nigun of Dveikus, and a Nigun that reminds us that there are words that we say three times a day, that perhaps Chav Ches Ir is the day to dial up the extent to which we think about what we say when we daven today and every day.
I love you. Shabbos.